Following is the President's speech at Tolono, Illinois, Tuesday, October 12, 1948.
At this time, I would like to present to you a few of our state candidates. Mr. Benjamin O. Cooper, State Auditor. Mr. Cooper. Mr. Adlai E. Stevenson, candidate for governor. And the Honorable Mr. Scott W. Lucas, our United States Senator. And next, our candidate from Congress from this district, Ms. Olive Remington Goldman.
Gentlemen, the President of the United States and the next President of the United States.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that introduction very much. And I hope that Mrs. Goldman will be the next congressman from this district, too. I am always agreeably surprised at the wonderful receptions along the way. I've been from one end of the United States to the other, and now I'm going across north and south. Having been east and west from one end to the other, I'm going north and south from one side to the other. I've been in the middle Atlantic states. I've been in the middle western states. I've been on the west coast. I've been down south. And everybody seems to be highly interested in the issues in this campaign. The reception that I'm getting today in Illinois means victory for Paul Douglas, your next United States Senator. And for Olive Remington Goldman, your next Congressman. And for Adlai Stevenson, your next Governor. And for the straight Democratic ticket. I'm told it was just 87 years ago that Abraham Lincoln came through Tolono on his way to Washington. This was his last stop in Illinois before he went on to become president. And this is what I'm told he said, that I'm leaving you on an errand of national importance attended, as you are well aware, with considerable difficulties. Let us believe, as some poet has expressed, behind the clouds, the sun is still shining. I bid you an affectionate farewell. You don't know how well he spoke when he said he was going to a place of considerable difficulty. I can speak from 3 years' experience, and he knew exactly what he was talking about. American people today want peace and prosperity. That's what Lincoln was going to Washington to try to get, peace and prosperity. I'm trying to help them get peace and the prosperity they deserve. I want to see everybody in the country get a fair break. And I've been fighting to see that vital legislation, such as the Farm Price Support Program, doesn't get thrown out of the window by the Republicans. After World War I, the farmers in this country began a series of bad years that didn't end until the Democratic Party's farm program went into effect in the 1930s. I know the difficult times the farmers had because I was living on a Missouri farm then, and I could see the troubles the farmers were having. I was trying my best to make a 600-acre farm in Jackson County pay its way. And in those days, it was a most difficult job, as you all remember. The Democratic administrations of the last 16 years have been building a firm foundation for farm prosperity. We conceived and wrote the Farm Price Support Bill into a program of law. We placed a floor under the farmers' income so they wouldn't be wiped out in drought years. Are low-priced out of existence when a bumper crop hit the market. The prosperity and well-being of the American farmers show that the Democratic programs have worked. Farmers tell me they want them continued. Even the Republicans talk out of one side of their mouth about continuing them. But what do the Republicans do about the farm program when they're back in Washington? Well, they cut the Farm Price Support Program to pieces. They cut funds from your rural electrification programs. the soil conservation program and the school lunch program. They refuse to provide funds for rural housing or better schools. Tonight, in Springfield, I'm going to explain in full detail just exactly what the Democratic and the Republican parties stand for. I hope you listen. I will give a lot of details that I can't give you now because we haven't the time. 2 years ago, in the elections of 1946, the American people, particularly the farmers, seemed to forget about their government in Washington. Two-thirds of you stayed at home. And what did you get? We got that Republican idiot do-nothing Congress. It represented only a minority of the voters because two-thirds of you didn't vote. I say that minorities shouldn't rule the country, especially when the Congress they elect serves only special interests. This year, everyone must vote so that the elected representatives of us all will be in control of the Congress. And then you'll get what you're entitled to. You see, the policy of the Democratic Party has always been to support the welfare of the people as a whole. We believe that the farmer, the working man, the small businessman should have the same sort of a distribution of the national income as the big fellows at the top. That's not the policy of the Republican Party. They've always been for special privilege and special interest. And this 80th Congress conclusively proved what they had in mind. If it hadn't been that I stood there with a veto, no telling what they would have done to this country. I vetoed more bills than any president since Grover Cleveland, and every bill I vetoed was vetoed in the public interest and not for some special interest. They passed four or five of those special interest bills over my veto, but there were a host of them that they couldn't pass. And I want to say to you that for your own welfare and protection, you better get out on election day and vote for your own interest. If you do that, you'll go to the polls and vote a straight Democratic ticket. Then you won't have to worry about whether the country is going to get into the hands of special privilege or not. You'll have control of it. That's your duty. That's your duty. When you fail to vote, when you have the right to vote, you're shirking your duty. You are the government when you exercise control of it. But if you're too lazy to go and vote, well, you get an 80th do-nothing Congress, and you deserve it when you stay at home and don't vote. I don't sympathize with you a bit. Remember now, the most important thing before you is this election on November the 2nd. I'm going up and down this country explaining to you what the issues are. Study them a little. Use your brains. And I don't have to worry about a housing problem after the 20th of January. If you do that, I'll still be living in the White House. I'd like to introduce to you the lady who runs the White House and to a great extent runs the president, too, Mrs. Truman. And my daughter, Margaret. This young lady has given Mrs. Truman a basket of flowers from the Champaign County Democrat. Stand over here now.